This is HPR episode 2532 entitled, Podcrawl Glasgow 2018. It is hosted by Felememug and is about 26 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, the Tux Jam guys introduce and invite the HPR community to join them at Podcrawl Glasgow in July 2018.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio. My name's Dave, the Lovebug, and I'm joined today by two stalwarts of the Linux and Creative Commons music podcasting thing. So we've got Kevy. Hi, Kevy.
Hello.
And we've got Andrew as well.
Hello.
Right, so you've introduced us. So when are these podcasting stalwarts coming along as well? I didn't know this would be the case.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Anyway, we're here today in our capacity as hosts of Tux Jam. But also, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand the floor over to Kevy in a second. He's going to tell you all about an upcoming event that is going to be happening in July that A, we want to tell you about, and B, we'd love you to come along to if you are able to do so. So, Kevy, what is this event?
Well, this event is Podcrawl. It's Podcrawl Glasgow, and this is the fifth edition of the Podcrawl. Now, back in the humble beginnings when we started, there was a grand total four of us. Well, actually, four's not actually even through. There was three of us and half, one turned up late on.
Half of one? Which half?
Well, remember we had a visit from, I'm not counting this as four members, because remember we had a visit from Marxist Vegan, but he only turned up for the last kind of hour or so.
That's true. But all of them turned up is the crucial thing.
Oh, here. All of them did turn up, yes. So I would say attendance was 3.5 for that one. Yes, so humble beginnings in Glasgow. And no surprise, we've already stayed in Glasgow. So essentially, we have one thing we've kept consistent is the meeting place. It has been in the State Bar, and it's started at 6 o'clock. It's been the official time of starting. However, in the last few years, as it's kind of grown and people have generally wanted things like to meet up earlier and have food, etc., then yes, we have actually started to meet that little bit earlier. And actually, we seem to be making a thing of it now for the last couple of years that we are actually getting some food beforehand, which is probably advisable given that it is somewhere that beer is consumed at quite a good rate.
It is worth pointing out that myself and my lovely wife, Caroline, we joined the Podcrawl in Glasgow last year for the first time. And I think it's fair to say that I made a mistake. Is that a fair summary?
No, not at all. It was a really good time in Podcrawl, so there was no mistakes made.
I wasn't suggesting that going to Podcrawl was a mistake. What I'm suggesting as a mistake is the strategic consumption of food at some point during the course of the evening, which I didn't partake in and led to, let's say, a little spate of unwellness on my part.
Indeed. It was either that or perhaps that you were a big Jesse.
Yeah, let's go with that. That works.
The latter works. Yeah, that was rather funny. So we'd better actually talk, I suppose, a bit more about who it's for, who it's aimed at. Well, basically, Podcrawl is aimed for anybody who has any interest in basically open source, Linux, techie, geekiness, and also for anybody that's into independent music. So whether that's just listening to it, or you're maybe a member in a band, or you're maybe involved in the production of a podcast without actually being in it. So basically anything. If you have an interest in anything free, open source, music, Creative Commons, then, you know, we'd love to see you there. But it's not just limited to those people.
I would also say you'd extend that to people that like beer or whiskey or cigars or Scotland.
Or Glasgow or other people.
So basically, we're not really very exclusive is what we're trying to say.
We're not fussy.
Yeah, I think we do insist that our guests are human. I think that's more the pubs insist that that we're human, although some pubs accept dogs. But I don't think we've ever had any non-human attendees.
Oh, no, no, yeah, we did. We had a dog last year. I forgot about that.
We did, yes. In fact, it was a guide dog.
It was.
And I was really surprised because the person who had the guide dog seemed to be behaving like a person with full sight. It turns out there was no blind people there, but there was a guide dog there.
No, that was her father's guide dog. He was away. So she promised to look after the guide dog. So unfortunately, she was kind of stuck with it for Podcrawl.
Yeah, it was a very nice dog.
Oh, it was very friendly. Although, maybe one thing I would actually say, I mean, we're saying we're not fussy. There is one group of people who we would be fussy over, and that is just down to the nature, and this is maybe aimed at our European listeners, down to the nature of pubs in Glasgow, they're not really child-friendly after any time after 7 o'clock. So I would not recommend, if you had a family, to take the children along, because most places actually in Glasgow will not cater for children after 7 p.m. And given we're not meeting till 6, then that may be a bit of a problem.
And that is actually the reason why myself and my good lady are not bringing the children with us. We did try, I suppose at this point I should point out that we've been talking specifically about Podcrawl Glasgow, but actually there have been other Podcrawls around the country, around the UK, and in fact, there are some in the States as well, for a few years. And we went to a Podcrawl down in London about 5 years ago. And although the beer establishments in London, I suppose in England in general, are a lot more forgiving about having children sort of into the early evening, it's not easy to traipse a family of three children through bars in London much beyond 6 in the evening, because they start getting tired and they start wanting food and yeah, it does get a little bit leery at times.
Yeah, and they don't like people giving birth to children in their pubs as well, I've noticed.
Or feeding them alcohol. That's very short-sighted.
Yes, indeed. Well, yeah, something to do with the law being frowned upon. But so one thing that we might try and do this year, which I think we did attempt to do in a previous year, but it didn't work at all, is record some audio at the Podcrawl itself, and maybe even try and broadcast somehow so that people who can't attend, maybe thousands of miles across the world, can virtually join in the fun, even if we can't pass them or buy them a drink. But you had some ideas about how we might achieve that, Dave, given all the ambient noise of a noisy Scottish pub on a Saturday evening.
Yeah, so we did try in the English pod crawls to do live broadcasts and recordings and even Skype calls. And yeah, there are technical and logistical issues with trying to do recordings in loud, leery environments. But having said that, just to remind people that as we are representing TuxJam, and TuxJam is a member of the Other Side podcast network, we do have a Shoutcast server at our disposal. So there's no reason why we couldn't attempt to do a live stream from wherever we are. In terms of the technicality of trying to record in a noisy environment, yeah, there are things you can do to make the listening experience better. But it does mean that you need to be shoving microphones in people's faces. I think the only thing we can do is try it and see if it works. We've got the kit, we've got the equipment, we've got the technical and the wherewithal. So yeah, let's give it a go. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, then more drinking time.
Yes, indeed. Maybe one of the places to try that, actually, later on, if it doesn't work in a very noisy pub atmosphere, might be a bit later on when we retire to the cigar lounge, because it may probably be a bit quieter.
Definitely. And it will be noisy enough to get some of the ambient atmosphere.
Well, we could go to that we went to last year, the terrible one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, which hardly had anyone there, so it had no atmosphere whatsoever. At least it would be quiet.
And we actually scared off the ones that were there.
Yes, that's right.
Is that the place I'm thinking of?
It's the one that you don't remember, Dave.
No, I do remember. I actually remember more about it than I want to.
I know. I guess. I'm sure you weren't that far gone.
Yeah.
Just resting your eyes.
Resting my eyes and my arms and my entire body.
Yes, and fertilizing the I'll leave the rest. No, I can't leave the rest to the listeners' imagination because I think they're going to get the wrong impression if I just say that.
Oh no, no, not that kind of fertilising.
No. It's just that we were sat in an area where there happened to be a very handy window box type thing planter that had just weeds in it. There was no nice flowers, and it was the perfect thing for Dave to eject contents of his stomach into in an emergency. You might want to edit this bit out, Dave. I'm sorry.
I believe it's what is commonly known as a tactical chunder.
I don't think there's much tactical about that.
Well, you know, you think it could have. I mean, it does prove he was compos mentis because it could have been over me, you know. But no, he very thoughtfully put it in the one place in the environment where nobody would ever notice it and have to clean it up or anything. Just, you know, it was very thoughtful. Now I think back on it.
Yeah, lessons learned, I think.
Oh, yes, good quality. Right, Jess, so that's one thing, actually, we will... You may be thinking, how are we going to find you? Because Glasgow pubs can be a bit crowded. Well, we're all going to be wearing our Podcrawl T-shirts. So there's about six of these in circulation, and given the company who made them has now closed just in the last 2 weeks, that'll probably be them for good. So disappointing.
What was it, Toys R Us or Maplin?
Yes, the place actually in question was GDK Signs in Stornoway, but I walked past their place the other day and I noticed it was all closed up and locked, so I was like, oh, that's disappointing.
No, that's a shame. There's a lot of companies going, but that's a local business. That's sad to hear one.
That's a local business, yeah. Well, to be honest, I don't know how they're moving or what. They might just be moving premises, but their current premises is locked up.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to make some attempt to try and record broadcast, and we'll see how that goes. But if actually this being HPR, please let us know if you've got any advice on this, or indeed do another HPR show with advice on any successful recording you've done in a noisy environment. In fact, I know there must be some people out there that have done that, because there's been interviews that have been done at FOSDEM, which I know was quite busy. So we'd welcome any comments or indeed giving us advice in this matter.
Yes, indeed. And please remember, you know, we're three guys. We don't get subtleties. So actually name the show Recording at Podcrawl or something like that, you know, just to make it emphasize what it is.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Just out of interest, Kevy, because you know I've never done this before. How would people be able to, you know, on the day, keep tabs on where we actually are?
Well, the easiest way is, first of all, if they want to show up at the State Bar at 6 o'clock, and I'd better actually, you know, give a date and stuff as well. So the date is going to be, well, the day is going to be Saturday, and the date is the 28th of July. We seem to have settled on the last Saturday in July, and like I said, we've tried to keep the starting place consistent so that at least everybody will. However, we're not staying in the same place all night. We'll be posting through various social media. So we'll do Twitter, GNU Social, Diaspora, with a hashtag Podcrawl Glasgow. And that'll give you an update over where we are. But please, we all have mobile phones on us. If you are planning to come along and maybe you've just seen us there, if maybe we don't like the place or whatever, or it's too busy, then what we can do is, if you post to us and send us a message, then we'll say, okay, we'll wait for you. Because the last thing we want to do is go to our pub and then for you to say, oh no, sorry, we moved on to the next place.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good, would it?
Yeah, well, we did broadcast our location on various types of social media last time, so we can do that again. So it doesn't matter if you come along late, you will find us somewhere, and you'll be able to. It's not a secret. It's not like a treasure hunt or anything like that.
No, not at all. And the other thing that was quite good last year was we had probably our biggest group yet. I think there was about 9 in total. But the good thing was the diversity. It wasn't purely people who were, you know, like the three of us are clearly branded Linux geeks straight away. But there were people there who were far more into, let's just say, mainstream normal stuff. Yeah, I don't want to say that, but, you know, don't want to scare the most of our listeners off.
Abnormal.
That no, but it was people who actually weren't that techie, which, to be honest, I actually think that your good lady, Dave, actually appreciated that for a while.
Yeah, definitely.
So, like I said, we really would love to see you. please come along. It'll be we hope it'll be a good night. The one thing I will say is that cigars will be provided, so you don't even need to take that. And I'm even that nice a guy, I'll provide the lighter, but I do want it back.
Yeah, and I actually have one inquiry from someone who does, I don't know if he does or is going to start doing a podcast, music podcast in Glasgow. So, you know, so if you're from a music background, you're obviously welcome as well.
Oh, yes, indeed. Most definitely. So, and, you know, the other good thing is if you're a member in a band, especially just starting up, please come along. Because, I mean, you've got the potential there for about 3 or 4 podcasts to be hit there. So, you know, we will try and promote you as well, just for making the effort of turning up.
Yeah, definitely. From a music perspective, then, yeah, there's a great opportunity for a little bit of cross-promotion.
Yes, indeed. So, yeah, now you've got me looking forward to it. I've got a holiday coming up before that. You know, I don't want to wish that away. But, yeah, I must admit, it's something that on my calendar I always look forward to and look ahead to. So it's something that I would highly recommend to come along. Because we've never, even the night we had only the kind of 4 of us, it was still a great night. I don't think I've ever kind of left Podcrawl thinking, no, that was terrible or that was boring or anything. We've always had a good night.
Indeed, yeah. No, I would agree that it's actually, yeah, the numbers to start with were pretty low, but we've been trending upwards, and you might even meet me. You know, we have got chatting to people when we've been out of a night. You know, it's a sociable place, these pubs. So yeah, so it's always been a good laugh. I like to think that maybe this is like 5 years. Maybe this is version 0.5 of the Podcrawl. We're still in beta. Maybe. Will we get to version 1.0 in another 5 years?
Yeah, that's very true. But in saying that, I wouldn't say it needs that much tweaking, to be honest, because I think the formula seems to have worked. For whatever reason, it has been, it has worked. But one thing I might actually say is, I mean, Podcrawl starts at 6 o'clock. There's one thing I would say is if you're coming in to Glasgow earlier, I'm always in Glasgow much earlier. I'm in the city centre much, much earlier than that. So if you want to meet up, I mean, the pair of you can meet up with us last year much earlier and we actually went and got something to eat. I'd wholeheartedly like to do that again, but maybe even get even more of a group. So if anybody wants to join us, they are more than welcome.
We certainly intend to try and get there early again this year. It really depends on what the traffic is like coming up to Scotland.
Yeah, so if you may be thinking this is something you like the idea of, but you're thinking, oh well, if I get to Glasgow, I'll be there at 1 p.m. That's fine. Just if you organise it with us, just come meet us. I mean, the best way is probably just you'll contact all 3 of us if you do an email to tuxjam@otherside.network. So that's probably the best way of contacting us. However, if you want to contact us individually, I'm at Kevy49 on Twitter. I am also on diaspora.microdata.co.uk. I'm at Kevy there. And I'm at Kevy on community.highlandarrow.com.
And you can find me on the Fediverse as McNalu on mastodon.me.uk. Or as McNalu on Twitter, if you prefer that.
And I'm on Twitter as The Love Bug. I'm also on the GNU Social on a server called s.wefamily.b. My username there is The Love Bug also.
Yeah, so before we actually sign off, is there anything else anyone would like to add or may mention? We can always give Dave a bit of extra editing work.
We've mentioned about podcasting and promotion of music on podcasts. I'm wondering, actually, Andrew, do you know of any podcasts that features maybe 3 guys, 2 from Scotland, 1 from England, talking about Creative Commons and Linux at all?
Ooh, I know this one. Does it have to be one that's any good though?
It's down to your individual conscience, I suppose.
Yeah, there is one, and what's it called? Tix Jim, something like that.
I think that might be Tux Jam, isn't it? I think we've heard of that one.
Oh, yes, I have. Yes, I have heard of that, yes.
All right, where can people find that one?
Well, somewhere on the internet, one would think. Maybe if you type it into a search engine, that might be one way to find it.
Well, or the other thing is you could actually go directly. There is tuxjam.otherside.network.
Awesome. And Kevi, you obviously seem quite knowledgeable about these things. Sort of concentrating on the music side, if somebody wanted a short form music only podcast that's, say, I don't know, 10, 12 minutes long and just features a couple of bits of music centered around a particular artist, well, you know, where would people go for that?
Now you're struggling. I think Jam is involved in it again. So Robinson's jam.otherside.network, was it? I think it might actually be ccjam.otherside.network.
Oh.
Yes, and actually that is a bit like kind of a musical version of HPR. So, you know, we're always looking for people to kind of send in their own versions. So, please head along to there because we're a wee bit behind at the minute.
And Dave, I'm wondering if you could help me out with, you know, it would be really good if there was a husband and wife podcast that had a great live show that went up every, say, I don't know, off the top of my head, Friday from, say, somewhere in South Yorkshire in England. Do you know anything like that?
Actually, yes, I do. I have heard of this quite small award-winning music podcast that, as you say, actually records every Friday in the evening and streams live to the internet. I believe it's called the Butt Crack. No,
I'm not listening to that.
the Bugcast. That's it. The Bugcast. I believe the website for that is thebugcast.org.
But what if people say this looks good, but I really want someone I can chat as well online? Do we have any option there?
They have a live chat room where people listening to the show can, interact with the husband and wife team you mentioned earlier, Andrew, during the show. And they even sometimes mention the names of all the people that are in the chat room listening at the time. It's really good, actually. You should listen to it.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Where do we go to chat live there?
Well, I think it's thebugcast.org/live. And it's also worth pointing out that they have just celebrated 10 years of podcasting.
Oh, happy birthday to them.
Indeed. When I see them, I shall tell them.
Yes, please pass on their regards to the lucky, the talented couple. That's impressive, 10 years.
Yeah, indeed.
Right then, so thanks for listening. And if you've still taken this far, then just reminder that it's the last Saturday in July. So we hope to see you there. Now, so a big thank you to my friend Kenny from the band Torridon, who have so kindly let us use this really appropriate track, which seems to have become a kind of bit of unofficial anthem for Podcrawl Glasgow in this last couple of years. And the title track is Drinking Away. And in saying that, I hope actually you come along and we do share a couple of pints and maybe one or two malts as well. So until then, it's a good night from me.
And a good night from myself.
And it's a good night from them.
Drinking away, 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 away. Away, 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 can't you hear me say?
Drinking away, 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 all of the day I'm drinking away. Away, 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 can't you hear me say? Oh, I'm wasting again, won't you join me, my old friend? 40 grams a day, and all just doing the same damn way.
Lager and light.
With a whiskey or brandy,
a cider or rum,
no, we don't want a shandy.
Dookie's gin and tonic,
we a twist of a lemon.
Away, away, for
a wee twist by a lemon.
I'm a drinking away, 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 away.
Depression,
die in a sack.
Oh, go back in the session.
It's easy for you.
You're feeling great, so fresh.
Oh, I'm feeling awful, so for me it's the same.
I'm a drinking away, 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 away. All of the day I'm a drinking away, 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 away.
I'll fold the floor.
I'm
know in the morning,
oh, it's gonna be so.
A big great face,
and the boys will chuckle.
Oh, back to the bar,
and he said, I'll be back on.
We're drinking away, 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 all in the day, and we're drinking away, 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 away. Can you hear me say, poor wasted again, won't you join me, my old friend? 14 grams a day, and it all could be the same that way.
Cut it at the bar,
I don't know where I'm going.
Okay.
When the beer was flowing,
I've lost my wallet
and my drawers are soaked.
I'm not a more joke,
cause I've been checked out.
Now we're drinking away, 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 all in the day. And we're drinking away, 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 away. Can you hear me say, oh, it's time to go home, but I'm all on my own. No more drums today, and that's what I get for drinking away. Oh,
you've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.